Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1322. The topic is mindset and the title is The Right Mindset for Hard Things. Seems like that would be pretty helpful to know. So let's look at this. There's actually an audiobook that I've been listening to. I love listening to audiobooks that have to deal with kind of personal development. I want to continue to better myself, and I know that typically the better I am internally, everything gets better around me. So that's better for everybody in my life, which is great for them, and also better for me. So there's actually a book I'm listening to right now, and it's titled The Undefeated Mind on the Science of Constructing an Indestructible Self. The author's name is Alex. Oh, the last name is actually covered, so I got to look that up. That's not good for him. It looks like it's L-I-C-K something, so I'll have to look that up here in a second. But the book, again, is The Undefeated Mind, The Science of Constructing an Indestructible Self, and Alex L-I-C-K something. So you can Google that if you want. It has to do with kind of a form of religion based off of like chanting. That's actually not what I'm listening to it for. I like the idea of controlling my mind, controlling my internal dialogue, and how that can help me live a better life. And that's what aspect of the book seemed very interesting to me. So that's why I'm listening to it. Now, one of the things that it brought up was the idea of how we mentally approach difficult things. We often, when we want to start something, we either feel overwhelmed because it looks like it's way beyond what we're capable of. So the kind of like response that we sometimes will have is we start to try to simplify it and think it'll be easy. So the idea is we try to convince ourselves, well, I only have to do this, or maybe it's only that. And we want to believe it's easy because that gets us over that kind of that fear of like the initial start. What, like I can't start it until I feel like I can finish it, right? That's typically the way we feel. I can't start it until I feel like I can finish it. So we try to believe that it's easy in some way, but obviously, of course, typically hard things aren't easy. That's why they're called hard things. So hard things are hard. So when we face challenges, we often quit very quickly. We don't have a lot of resiliency because we had tried to convince ourselves that it would be easy. We convinced ourselves the process would be easy rather than convincing ourselves that we could grow to the process. So when we face a challenge, we think, oh man, the process isn't easy, I'm going to quit. Rather than, oh, here's a challenge, let me grow to it. So we don't start it with a mindset of, I will grow through the process. We tend to start the processes thinking that who we are today has to be able to do the whole thing the whole way through. Right? So when we face challenges, we quit because we believed there shouldn't have been a challenge. It should have been easy. We had the perfect game plan. We had everything mapped out. You know, we crossed all our T's, dotted all our I's. We thought we had the perfect approach. So when we face challenges, when things don't go perfectly, we quit. Well, in the book I was listening to, one of the kind of like advice that you will get from some experts is to, well, if something is going to be hard and you know it's hard, think of how hard you think it'll be. Like sit there and say like, okay, well, I know, you know, like let's take healthy eating. Well, I have to eat breakfast. If I have to eat breakfast, I have to get up early. If I have to get up early, that means I have to go to bed early. And I can't go to bed early because I usually don't end my day until super late. So if I want to get my evening stuff done earlier, I have to start to plan that better in the day. And all of a sudden, we start freaking out because there's 4 million things we think we have to do just to get one thing to work. And eating breakfast is only one aspect of healthy eating. So it feels overwhelming very quickly. So these experts say is to actually think through that. Try to picture how hard you think it's going to be. And then recognize that it's going to be 100 times that hard. And then they say start. And their idea is you'll be more resilient to challenges along the way because you expected it to be challenging. Well, the counter question that I kind of asked was, who the hell wants to start something that hard? You know, if I already think healthy eating is difficult, and I've already tried and failed a bunch of times in my life, thinking that it's going to be 100 times harder does not give me good encouragement to start, right? That sounds insane. So I kind of thought about this, and there's a better way for us to think of this. There's a better way for us to think of hard things. If we believe it's easy, we'll get crushed when it's not. If we believe it's insanely hard, 100 times harder, we're never going to want to start, or we'll never be fully committed because we didn't believe that we could do it anyhow, right? So a better kind of alternative is something that's kind of in the middle, or a combination, is to know that it's hard, but know that it can be done in stages. Often the challenges we face aren't one singular effort. So if I have a bunch of things, I wake up and I'm like, oh, I have a million things to do today. Well, I can't do all 1 million at one time. I can only do one thing at a time, and I can only do whatever I can do right now. So if I break that into stages and say, well, I'm just going to focus on this task right now, I'll do that one. Then I'll focus on the next task at that time. And you might process throughout the day and say, okay, well, after each task, let me recheck my priority list. Let me recheck my resources. Let me see if I have everything in the right order. But you break it down into stages. You know, I'm going to go through here in a second, like the stages of trying to like eat healthy. But that's the idea, is we know that it's hard, which is why we either haven't done it before, or we tried to do it before and we failed, or we've just been, you know, like, oh yeah, that sounds great, but golly, you know, I can't do that. We just don't believe ourselves to be capable of it. So we have to look at it and say, okay, it's going to be hard, but I can do it in stages. So maybe the me that I am today can do the first stage. Maybe through the first stage, I'll learn things. I'll be able to grow in my abilities. And then maybe I'll become kind of like a better self to take on the next stage. Knowing you can do it in stages lessens the fear of starting. Knowing you can do it in stages lessens the overwhelmingness of challenges. When you face a challenge, you're like, well, I'll try to crush this one, figure this one out, and then I can kind of take a break. I can take a breath. You know, I don't have to hit this challenge and face another one and then wonder what the next ones are, and you don't have to look that far ahead. Just look in the stage you're in. So I don't have to survive the process from start to finish, all in one go, all with who I am today. I just have to start the process. Do a little bit, and then reassess where I'm at, what I've learned, and then renew my approach. If I know it'll be hard, but I focus on the short term, what I can do in this moment, what I can do today, what I can do in this stage, then I can get through it. So nutrition, we have a podcast, number 1232, nutrition podcast title, Start Here. What that one does is it kind of breaks down the process in which you can start to focus on a challenge such as eating healthy. You know, maybe the first way of eating healthy, then there's a million and one approaches. So I'm just going to give one right now. But there are a million and one approaches. In general, I do like if people track what they're eating. Because for the most part, people do not know what is in the food they eat. Like, how many calories is in it? Like, does it have carbs or fats or protein? What the hell is carbs and fats and protein? Do I need those? Do I not need those? You know, I've heard that carbs make you fat. That's stupid. That's not true. I heard that fat makes you fat. That's stupid. That's not true. Protein, hopefully you haven't heard protein makes you fat, but that's definitely stupid and not true. So whoever tells you those things needs a lot to learn. So tell them to listen to podcast 1232. But the idea of nutrition can seem overwhelming. So you want to break it into stages. Is the first thing is just tracking kind of what your current habits are in a nutrition tracking app, you know, such as like MyFitnessPal or something like that. I have clients who use a billion of them. I just tell them to use whatever they want, and then I'll log in and I look at their personal information, like in regards to what their foods are for the days, and then give them suggestions. So I just let them use whatever app they're using. But if you just track what you currently do in the app, the reason why that's important is it raises your awareness of what you're doing. It raises awareness to habits. Like, do I eat all my calories at the end of the day? Do I fluctuate my calories from day to day? Or am I pretty consistent? Most people's belief of their self-behaviors are not very accurate when it comes to nutrition. So the first thing might not even be trying to eat healthy. It just might be trying to eat like whatever you already eat, but put it in an app, like track it in the app. Just see what it is. Then you might start to focus on, okay, well, it looks like my calories are low some days and super high some days. Let me normalize those and try to get those more consistent. So that's the next stage. Maybe that takes 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks to get consistent. Then you might look and say, like, okay, well, how much protein am I having per day? I know protein is necessary to repair my body, to build tissues, to help with like hunger control. There's a lot of benefits to protein. So let me see how much protein I'm having every day. Now, if you don't know how much you're supposed to have calorie-wise of protein, it's all explained in the app, in the podcast 1232. But you would just kind of go through these steps. You would learn how to track in the app. Maybe that takes you a week or two. Then you start to kind of normalize and create more consistent caloric intake from day to day. Maybe that takes 2, 3, 4 weeks. Then you start looking at protein. You start to try to make sure you get enough protein in. Maybe that takes 2 weeks to learn what kind of foods are best for that goal. Then you'd start to look at, okay, well, I have good calories now. I'm having good protein, but really all my calories are coming at the end of the day. I want to try to start to spread that out, try to get better distribution of my calories and protein. So that way my body has what it needs as it needs it throughout the day. And that decreases body fat, that increases energy, reduces water retention, reduces cortisol, which improves sleep. There's a lot of benefits to that. But this is how it's done, is you just go step by step. Stage by stage. So overwhelmingly, too many people get overwhelmed thinking they have to do everything. They have to change everything about what they do in order to eat healthy. But it's not true. And if you do try to take that approach, you're going to find that it's overwhelming and it's too much to do at one time. It's like you're trying to, run a mile race in one step. Ain't going to work, right? So we have to do it in stages. It might be hard to enter food into the apps. Maybe you're not used to that. Maybe it takes you 10, 15 minutes, the first couple days. Well, little harsh truth is you probably spend 10 to 15 minutes a day doing stuff that doesn't benefit you. Social media, TV, other random odds and ends. So you do have 10 to 15 minutes if you exchange things that aren't productive, as productive, for something like tracking in the app. So it's challenging, but you can do it. And once you do that, you can then look and see what the next step is. That's the same with like finances. If I want to get control of finances, I probably have to look at my spending habits. If can I reduce any unnecessary spending? Then if I look at, okay, do I have any debts? You can do like what's called a debt snowball, where you try to pay off the lowest debt first. Or you can do a percentage-based debt repay, where, okay, what if my debts have the highest percentage of interest rate? I probably want to pay off those first. It's, either approach. There are pros and cons, mentally versus actual financial difference. But the idea is you reduce expenses, you then try to pay off your debts. Maybe you might look into an extra possible way to earn some income. Maybe you do DoorDash, do Instacart. You can do so many amazing things online nowadays. There's so many ways to earn money. Make some knickknacks and sell it on Etsy. there's ways to make money now, extra money. You can do it. So it's all done in stages. So the first step might be to reduce unnecessary expenses. Then you start to say, okay, well, let me sit down and write the debts that I have. Let me look up the interest rates for each of my debts. Let me put them in order and let me see, okay, out of my income I have coming in per month, can I give an extra 100, extra 200, extra 300 to the debt that has the highest percentage, right? Then you might look into the extra income possibilities, but you do it in stages. Same with relationships. You can read the book, The Five Love Languages, which is a great book. You can read the book, Love and Respect, which is a great book. And then armed with that knowledge, you can start to do small acts of love each day. And that helps to grow a relationship with somebody. But it's done in stages. So hard things are hard. But if we hope for them to be easy, we'll be crushed when they aren't. If we believe they're going to be super freaking difficult, then we often won't start. So knowing it'll be challenging, but know that you'll only have to do it in steps and stages. In that within each step, within each stage, you will get stronger. You will have learned more. You will have gotten better at taking on the next stage, the next challenge. You can go at your own pace. Each stage that you do puts you in a better place than you are today. So even if you only go three stages and you stop, who cares? Great. That's success because you're better than you were today. And that was the whole goal, right? You don't have to finish the race to win. That eases a lot of stress. So when you're faced with hard things, the right mindset is to know that it probably is going to be hard. That's just true. Hard things are hard. But to know that you can break it into stages, you can break it into moments of time, moments of effort, and you can go at your own pace. If it needs to be done faster than what you think you're capable of, get somebody to help. You know, read a book, watch a video, talk to somebody who's done it themselves. You know, reach out for help. Ask people to help. You know, getting a couple collective brains to solve a problem is a lot better than one, right? So I hope that if you are faced with hard things, that you don't try to convince yourself it'll be easy, because it won't, and then you'll be crushed. I hope that you don't think it's so damn hard it's not worth even starting, or you can't do it, because it is worth starting and you can do it. So know that it'll be hard, but know that you can do it in stages, and know that you will grow in your strength and abilities along the way. Awesome. Well, I wish you the best of luck. If there's anything you think I can help with, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. You can read more about what I have helped people with on our website at www.brutalirongym.com. Well, thank you for listening to today's podcast. I do hope our podcast is always helpful and inspiring in some way. If it is, please consider sharing the podcast. The more people we share it with, the more people we can help, and that's the whole goal. Cool. Well, thank you to the patrons of the podcast, people who help financially support the podcast through the Podbean podcast platform. You can sign up to do a small monthly donation. We also have a one-time donation link on our Instagram homepage. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs, so I really appreciate the financial help so I can continue to do this every single day and keep it for free. So thank you, thank you. Also, if you like the information we share in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything that you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.